Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to 9 Rounds of Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katouf, 9-Round Nutrition Coach, 2-time best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katouf, Team Katouf Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by 9-Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and 9-Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. 9-Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. 9-Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The program consists of a proprietary system of 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. 9-Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day today. We've got a great show planned for you. It is called Build It, Fuel It, Preserve It. One more time, we're going to build it, we're going to fuel it, and we're going to preserve it. What is the it that we are talking about? The it is this: lean muscle. That's right, lean muscle. Now, no matter what your goals, whether your goal is to lose 100-plus pounds of body fat, whether your goal is to become an elite and professional athlete, or anywhere in between, lean muscle is going to be one of the keys to success. So let's go through this progression of build it, fuel it, preserve it. Let's start with building the lean muscle. How is this done? Well, lean muscle is obviously going to be built through the proper resistance training and strength training exercises. Whether we do a squat, a jump squat, a push-up, a lunge, a burpee, a mountain climber, whether we're at 9-Round workout and we are punching, kicking, etc., great. We are providing resistance against the system. We are providing resistance against our body. That is going to help build the lean muscle. Now, a lot of individuals, even in today's day and age of health and fitness, kind of get scared sometimes and skittish when they hear that word muscle. I think in their mind, they think this massive amount of bulk and muscle. No. We're talking about lean muscle. Let's go back to just human anatomy. Go back to that anatomical chart, right? The anatomical chart of the individual standing there, legs kind of apart, hands out, kind of palms facing forward, and it's the red, quote-unquote red individual, all the muscles. That's the lean muscle. Do you realize, folks, that's what we all look like? We all have that there. But when you look around in society, you realize, whoa, individuals don't look like that. Because why? They haven't built the lean muscle. They've put a ton of body fat on because of poor nutrition. So how do we build that lean muscle? Through the proper resistance training, through the proper strength training. This is key. And here's what's interesting. Let's focus for a minute on body transformation and body composition change. Body transformation, remember, it's something so many individuals will strive for, but it's also something that not everybody achieves despite the hard work. Folks, we can go to gyms and fitness centers around the world, right? And you're going to find people in there working out hard. And if you stay at that one gym long enough for months and months and months, you're going to say and see that the same individuals are there. So you see a lot of consistency, but you're also going to see that the bodies aren't changing despite the work that they're putting in. Okay. Well, a lot of it is, it's nutrition, which we'll get to, but a lot of it is the wrong, quote-unquote, work is being done. When it comes to body transformation, where does our mind typically go? What type of exercise do most individuals gravitate towards? Well, if you're thinking or if you said cardiovascular, like running or cycling, you're exactly right. Nothing against those. Those are fantastic. I love running. I love cycling. I've been doing it, you know, many, many years of my life. But the reality is this. cardiovascular exercise, especially done at too high of a heart rate, which we'll get to, is actually going to sabotage an individual's results that are looking to transform that body. Okay? When somebody says, oh man, Rick, I want to look better, I want to be toned, I want to be more muscle. Let's talk about lean muscle, not wasting the muscle. And so therefore, it's the strength training, the resistance training exercise that has to be our go-to. That's what's going to build the lean muscle. So there we go. Now we're going to build it through the proper channels of resistance training. Very important. We don't want to waste that muscle by doing a lot of cardiovascular exercise at the wrong heart rates, that is, and we'll get to that. Now that we've built the lean muscle, we need to feed the muscle. We need to fuel the muscle. And there is a big difference between feeding and fueling. We can feed the body, let's say, for example, a bunch of high protein. That's not going to work. That's just garbage. We have to feed the body, fuel the body with the right amount of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So we're going to talk about and focus on fueling the body properly, fueling that muscle, because we're spending so much time now doing it right. We're building that lean muscle. So how do we fuel the muscle properly? Well, I want to talk about a term called glycogen, which you very well may have heard about before. Glycogen is fuel stored in our body. It's mainly stored in our muscles. Some is stored in our liver. And during our workouts, and we're going to get to the cardiovascular portion because it is very important, but again, too much cardiovascular, too high of a heart rate is going to waste the muscle. We don't want to do that. So when it comes to a cardiovascular workout, the goal is this. We want to spare glycogen, and we want to facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. But check this out. The only way to spare glycogen is to have glycogen. Only way to have glycogen is to eat right, and that eating right includes carbohydrates. That's the key to glycogen replenishment. Do you see how we just kind of went full circle there? So just working out, and this is my whole point. Go back to the example I just used about go to any fitness center in the world, and you're going to see a bunch of people working out day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and their bodies aren't changing. Why? They're not doing it right. Okay? They're not doing it right. And the nutrition's probably off, so they're not reloading those muscle glycogen stores. Therefore, they can't spare the glycogen. Okay, so let's get back to the nutrition for a second. We want to feed that body. Folks, if you wake up at 5 a.m., within minutes of waking up, wake up, empty your bladder, get in that kitchen, and fuel the body. This is key. This is like lighting a match. We've got to get it hot. We've got to feed the system. So fuel that body right away upon awakening. That is a huge key to success. Now we're starting to fuel the body and fuel the muscle properly. And then at least every 3 hours, all throughout the day, we need to fuel and feed the muscle. Folks, your muscle is hungry. It's the highest metabolic tissue in the body. It burns hot, but it's only going to burn hot if you feed it. It's like a fire, right? If you have a fire in a fireplace and you stop throwing wood on that fire, what happens? The fire dies out. Do you want the fire dying out in your body? I'm going to answer that, and it's an emphatic no. No, we want to burn hot, folks. We want to burn hot. So therefore, fuel the muscle, feed the muscle, fuel the muscle, feed the muscle. Right away upon awakening, and minimum every 3 hours thereafter, all throughout the day, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We've got to make that happen, okay? And then the big key to fueling the body, right, is not just, quote-unquote, eating healthy foods. People are like, oh, Rick, I eat healthy. I grab a handful of nuts for a snack. That's a terrible snack. I'm sorry. That is just not good. You don't get a ribbon for trying here, okay? The body doesn't reward us participation awards for trying, okay? The body's only going to reward us for winning, and the winning is fueling the body properly. So at every meal and snack, we have to have the right amount of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Every meal and snack has to be properly balanced with at least 45 to 65% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from protein, and 15 to 30% calories from fat. What's the dominant number we just talked about? Carbohydrate, 45 to 65% calories of every meal and snack from carbohydrate. That is critical. Well balanced, of course, with the right amount of protein, the right amount of fat. And no, no, no. Vegetables are not carbohydrates. That's ridiculous. Vegetables are simply just good for us. They provide good vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. It's like a good multivitamin. You can't live on it. It doesn't provide you any fuel. It's just good for you. So no, vegetables are not carbohydrates. We're talking about bread, pasta, rice, potatoes. Great complex carbohydrates. Fuel the muscle, feed the muscle, fuel the muscle, feed the muscle. That's how we're going to do it. We just built the muscle. We just fuel the muscle. Now, how are we going to preserve this lean muscle? Now we're going to bring in your cardiovascular exercise. In no way am I anti-cardiovascular. I love cardiovascular exercise myself, but it's got to be done right. Again, go back to my example. All these people in the gym, fitness centers worldwide, what are you going to see during their cardiovascular exercise? I will guarantee you, you're going to see these people slamming it in there, whether it's the treadmill, the bike, the stepmill, the Stairmaster, whatever it may be. These people are ripping it most of the time like it's a stinking race, okay? Now, at first glance, you might say, oh, man, that's great. They're working so hard. Or you might say that about yourself, man, I just work so hard. I sweat like crazy. I just go, go, go. No, that's not good, especially if you're too high of a heart rate because, again, check this out. Let's go back to the nutrition for a second. We've got to load and reload those muscle glycogen stores so that we can spare glycogen and facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. But the only way to do that is we have to make sure we are working out in the right heart rate zone. That's key for success. Now, when people work out at too high of a heart rate, again, at first glance, on the surface, harder seems better, right? More seems better. I'm going to work more. I'm going to burn more calories because if I burn more calories, I'm going to lose weight. Doesn't work that way. Okay, doesn't work that way. And so when we work out at too high of a heart rate, we bypass the body's ability to facilitate fat as its primary fuel source. And folks, guess what? If we work out at too high of a heart rate too often, what is the body going to start to call on for energy, which isn't good, and it's a very inefficient source of energy? I'll give you a guess. Tick tock, tick tock. Muscle. Lean muscle. Holy cow. Do you see where this conversation just went? We just went full circle once again. We're trying to build the lean muscle, fuel the lean muscle, preserve the lean muscle, but what are most people doing? They're working out at too high of a heart rate, and they're burning up their own muscle. Folks, it's like washing your feet with your socks on. You're not going to get anywhere. It's not going to work ever, ever. You see where I'm going here? Now, you don't want to be putting all that time in a workout, right, for weeks on end and months on end and even years on end and look in the mirror and go, man, my body hasn't changed at all. Because I guarantee you that's not your goal. You didn't get into working out to increase body fat. I know that. You got into working out because you said, hey, I want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to perform better. I want to be leaner. I want to have less body fat. I want to lose weight. Absolutely. So if you want a bigger and better return on your investment of workout time, you've got to preserve that lean muscle. You've got to start following the right heart rates. You might ask, what are those right heart rates? Well, that's a whole conversation for a whole nother time, but it's the fat-burning heart rate zones. Just put it this way, folks. Keep the heart rate lower for right now. It's going to benefit you so much as the months and months and months go on. You might say, well, Rick, you're asking me to work out easier. No, no, I'm not. I'm not asking you to work out easier. I'm asking you to work out smarter. I'm asking you to work out smarter. There's a big difference. I'm not telling you to slow down. You may have to slow down because you got to check your athletic ego at the door and start to train smart. So I love it. We're going to build the lean muscle. How? Let's review. Resistance, strength training exercises. We're going to fuel the muscle properly. How? Right away upon awakening and every 3 hours thereafter, all throughout the day, and every meal and snack will be properly balanced with about 45 to 65% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from protein, and 15 to 30% calories from fat. And then, folks, during your cardiovascular exercise, whether it's your 9-round workout or if you're out there doing some other running, cycling, et cetera, we want to preserve that lean muscle. Wear that heart rate monitor, keep the heart rate low, keep in those fat-burning zones, and we're going to make things happen. Make today a great day.